Thousands of landowners have reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the Commonwealth over dangerous firefighting foam that contaminated their properties. The class action argued that the Defence Department didn't adequately prevent toxic chemicals in the PFAS foam from escaping and contaminating neighbouring soil and groundwater. Shine Lawyers, on behalf of around 30,000 landowners, has reached an in-principle agreement with the government and the federal court for a sum of $132.7 million, which still needs final approval from a judge. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the settlement, saying his concern is for the health of residents.
People have, across a range of communities, suffered from the use of this. It's another example of where we have to get occupational health and safety right. We need to get it right in the first place. That would avoid these sort of actions, which the biggest concern that I have with PFAS isn't, of course, a financial one. It is the health outcomes of people who are affected by it.
The agreement covers seven communities around Australia that are located near Royal Australian Air Force bases.